May God's gift of love in Jesus Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, who can do all things and who lives forever, you show us over and over that you are kind and loving. Because we are not able, give us your ability to love unconditionally and do what is fair and right. Teach us to be giving people like your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Turn to the Lord. He can still be found. Call out to him. He is near. Give up your wicked ways and your evil thoughts. Return to the Lord. He will be merciful and forgive all your sins. The Lord says, my thoughts and my ways are not like yours. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours. The word of the Lord. Please join in praying Psalm 145. The Lord is near to all who call him. Lord, I will praise you each day and always honor your name. You are wonderful, Lord, and you deserve all praise, because you are much greater than anyone can understand.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
You are merciful, Lord. You are kind and patient and always loving. You are good to everyone, and you will take care of all your creation.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
Our Lord, everything you do is kind and thoughtful, and you are near to everyone whose prayers are sincere.
The Lord is near.
This is the story of Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. He saw some people and said to them, I see you are here early looking for work. I'll give each of you $120 to work in my vineyard picking grapes until 6 p.m. The dawn workers said,
we will be glad to pick grapes until 6 p.m. today for $100.
At 9 a.m., the vineyard owner went back to the marketplace and found more workers standing around without a job. I'll give each of you a just salary to work in my vineyard picking grapes until 6 p.m. The 9 o'clock workers said,
we'll be glad to pick grapes until 6 p.m. today for a just salary.
At 12 o'clock noon, the vineyard owner went back to the marketplace and found more workers standing around without a job. I'll give each of you a just salary to work in my vineyard picking grapes until 6 p.m. The 12 o'clock noon workers said,
we'll be glad to pick grapes until 6 p.m. today for a just salary.
At 3 p.m., the vineyard owner went back to the marketplace and found more workers standing around without a job. I'll give each of you a just salary to work in my vineyard picking grapes until 6 p.m. The 3 p.m. workers said,
we'll be glad to pick grapes until 6 p.m. today for a just salary.
At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the vineyard owner went back to the marketplace and found more workers standing around without a job. He said to them, why are you standing here at the 11th hour doing no work at all? The first 5 o'clock worker said,
no one has hired us.
The second 5 o'clock worker said,
we went to 5 other marketplaces looking for work, but had no luck.
And the first 5 o'clock worker said,
we need money to buy food for our families.
So the vineyard owner said to them, would you go into my vineyard and work until 6 p.m.? I will pay you a just wage. The 5 o'clock workers said,
we'll be glad to work in your vineyard until 6 p.m. today for a just wage.
When it was 6 p.m. on the dot, the owner walked out to the workers in his vineyard and said to them, call the workers and give them the full daily pay, beginning with the last workers and ending with the first workers. He gave the same amount to all of the workers, 3 o'clock, noon, and 9 o'clock. When the vineyard owner came out to the ones who were hired at dawn and worked the longest, 12 long hours, he heard them talking. The dawn worker said,
did you see that? He gave those who started at 9 o'clock $100. We worked 3 hours longer than they did. He will certainly give us more.
The dawn worker said,
yes, that would be the fair thing to do.
The dawn worker said again,
wait a minute here, that's not fair. Yeah, it's not fair. We worked longer than any of those other workers. We should get paid more.
The vineyard owner asked them why they're acting so angry, and the dawn workers told him,
"You paid the last workers the same as you paid us. We stayed out there working up a sweat for 12 hours picking grapes in 100-degree weather. They only had to sweat for one measly hour. It's not fair."
The vineyard owner took a serious tone and said to them, "It seems you think I cheated you out of money. You agreed to work in my vineyard for the usual daily wage, which was $100, didn't you? It's my money. I can choose to give my money as a gift if I wish. These last hired also needed money to buy food for their families. I wanted to help them." The dawn worker said,
"We really thought you would give us more since we worked longer than they did."
The vineyard owner asked them this question, "Do you think you should have been first and they should be last? Do you think you should have gotten the most and they should have gotten the least? Do not judge others. The owner of this vineyard may not seem fair according to our standards, but he was fair according to God's standards because he was merciful and full of love."
Story number two. Mr. Hill is a church member at St. Peter's by the Sea. He has some yard work that needs to be done around his house, and he has some built-in help, his three children, one younger son, an older son, and a daughter. He wants some help doing this yard work today. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he asks his older son to help him. Let's see what happens. Mr. Hill asked his first son, "Will you do yard work for 3 hours for $25? The older son said,
"Yes, I will. I'll rake the leaves, mow the grass, and plant new seeds."
An hour later, at 4 p.m., Mr. Hill's other son came home. He asked him if he would do some yard work for 2 hours, and he would pay him $16. The younger son said,
"Yes, I will. I'll trim the hedges and cut the low branches from the trees."
And finally, an hour later, at 5 p.m., Mr. Hill's daughter came home. He asked her if she would do some yard work for 1 hour. He said he would pay her $8. The younger daughter said,
"Yes, I will. I will get the weeds out of the flower garden in the front yard."
At the end of the 3 hours, Mr. Hill came out to pay his children. He first paid his daughter $25. He paid his younger son $25, and then he paid his older son $25. The older son said,
"That's not fair. I worked 3 hours out in the hot sun. My younger brother and sister didn't work as long as I did, yet they got paid the same amount as me."
Mr. Hill asked his son, "Didn't you agree to do yard work for 3 hours for $25? Didn't you get what you agreed on?" The older son said,
"Yes, but since you gave them more, I thought you would give me more too."
Mr. Hill told his son that he really appreciated getting all the yard work done, and he just wanted to give each of his children the same amount. That may not have been fair, but he was merciful. Do not judge others. Mr. Hill may not seem fair according to our standards, but he was fair according to God's standards because he was merciful and full of love.
Story 3. Judy goes to church at St. Peter's and was paying attention the Sunday it was announced that a food drive was going on. All during the month, canned goods would be collected for the local food pantry. And this was Judy's birthday month, so she was having a birthday party. She decided that in order to come to her party, each guest had to bring something for the food drive. The first friend said,
"Look, I brought a whole case of canned food. This will help lots of people."
Judy said,
"Thank you. Come on in."
The second friend said,
"I brought 3 cans of soup and a box of noodles."
Judy said,
"Thank you. Come on in."
The third friend said,
"I'm sorry. My mom didn't have any time to go shopping to buy something for the homeless, and we didn't have much extra at home."
Judy said,
"That's okay. Come on in. You can help me sort the food that the others brought and help me take it to church."
The first and second friend said,
"Hey, that's not fair. You said we had to bring something to come to the party. She didn't bring anything."
Judy said,
"This is my party, and all the food and fun here is my gift to you all. It's my choice to give that gift to everyone."
Judy may not have been fair about letting the friend who brought nothing come to the party, but she was loving, compassionate, and merciful. This is what Jesus would do. It was her choice to follow in his footsteps. Do not judge others. Judy may not seem fair according to our standards, but she was fair according to God's standards because she was merciful and full of love. And what about you? You can choose to be happy for those who receive more than you do. You can choose to be thankful for God's gifts. You can leave the judging of what is fair and not fair up to God. You can show love, forgiveness, and compassion to others.
Yeah.